This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Today is the Big K Morning Show. Anytime you hear the word snow, get your attention, especially since we're just getting into that season. And we go live to the National Weather Service office here in Pittsburgh. Meteorologist Shannon Heffernan. Did I say that right, Shannon?
Yeah, Shannon Heffernan, yes.
So, Shannon, as you know, northeast of here, they have some snow squall warnings up in Center County area. So who's getting snow and who's not?
Right now, looking at the radar, there is a broken snow band pretty much in Forest County and north of Dubois. So they're seeing some snow. We're getting some new measurements coming in as we speak. They got about, 2.5 inches in parts of the county. So not everybody's seeing the snow. It's just who's in that snow band is really going to get the impact. So they could have gotten up to 6 inches of snow over the last few hours. And this band will linger through the early afternoon, probably 1 to 2 o'clock. All of our products, headline products, kind of drop after that. And the winds will shift, the bands will dissolve, and it'll be pretty much nice up there again. But they'll have some lingering snow here, likely not going to see any snow.
And again, where exactly are these snow bands for people who are heading that way?
Yeah, if you're traveling near I-80, crossing Dubois into Clearfield County, they were seeing some accidents overnight. I don't see anything right now, but that's pretty much where that snow band is. So east of Oil City, north of Clarion, so that's where that band is. It's kind of oriented northwest. So it's taking moisture from Lake Huron and Lake Erie and kind of just drifting into the area. So as the winds keep this pretty much prevailing from that direction, that's why you have it. But as winds shift throughout the day, that's what gets rid of the snow. So,
well, that's close enough for a lot of people who may be headed that way. Here we're not going to get anything, even a trace in and around the city, right?
No, we didn't measure anything over the last 24 hours, and we're not expected to. It's somewhat clear in some areas looking at the clouds. So people are like, snow, where's the snow? I'm like, it's only in that area, really. So, but we could see a mix of snow and rain tomorrow morning. Impacts will probably be pretty low in the Pittsburgh area. So because there's a new system coming through, we have a lot of dry air, and it might start as snow and then quickly switch over to rain. But it would be a wet snow more so. But like I said, impacts likely kind of low. It'll be brief. It will likely just be an hour or two, between 8 a.m. to 10 a.m., and then it'll change all over to rain. And we'll be in a warm period throughout the week, so this will likely be more of our coldest day here.
All right. Appreciate the update. That said, we're going to warm up a little. Just while I got you, what are you thinking for the Thanksgiving travel week, which really could start Friday, but obviously next Wednesday is one of the high points of travel?
Yeah, right now it's the malls are trending a bit warm, and so potential will be late for rain, but overnight overnight time period, you always have to watch out if it gets cold and, like, you have rain, you can get freezing rain. So at the moment, we're not confident, like, what will happen the weekend, though. If you guys are doing any kind of weekend prep for Thanksgiving, it'll be warm, like we were saying, but there'll be rain in the area. So if you're doing, like, light-up night on the weekends, like some communities do that, you might want to bring an umbrella or some rain jackets.
All right. Appreciate the update, Shannon. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem. Have a good one.
All right. Meteorologist Shannon Heffron with the National Weather Service office here in Pittsburgh. So, Oil City, places like that, really not that far from here to get those kind of snowfalls with the squalls coming off the lake to the north, Aaron.
You know, I never even heard of Oil City until I had a friend in college who was dating a guy from there, and I realized, yeah, really not that far from us.
Oil City? You don't know Oil City? Oil City is named Oil City because they discovered crude oil there, and it became one of the hot spots of energy years ago in the 1800s.
I figured. I was like, this name has to be because of a discovery of some kind. Yeah. So that's historical.
I think, and I'll double check this, that it was the Drake Well was the first oil well in America. Another first for the region.
I'll say it every time. Pittsburgh, really? We don't give it enough credit, I feel like.
Well, we're going to give it a lot of credit tomorrow.
A lot of love.
So there's your update and for weather-wise travel plans.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.